Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Like Jeannie said this morning, what? It's December 1st? It's Advent? There is so much to do. Some of us still send out cards. We got to get a tree, find the decorations. There's gifts to buy and send, parties and events, and food to prepare. I mean, the to-do list to be ready for Christmas can be long. And as we also started this morning, it's the beginning of Advent, the church season of anticipation and preparation for the coming of our Savior. We have 4 weeks to do even more important things than all those good things that are on our Christmas list. We are reminded in Scripture to get our hearts and our lives ready for the fulfillment of the ancient promise that God is going to send a Messiah, a Savior. And God did, in a very unexpected way. God broke into our world and took form as a human, as a little baby boy. God sent a helpless infant to save us. You know, throughout history, God uses unexpected people to bring about his kingdom. And God selects people who seem like, well, the unpredictable choice. Yet every single one through history, they were people who loved and trusted in God. Mary and Joseph did, even with their difficult circumstances. Being pregnant and unmarried was cause for rejection and worst in first century Judea. Yet together, they honored God's request and they raised Jesus so that he too would live a life of trust and love and dependency on God. And we're invited to live that way as well, trusting in God in anticipation of Christ breaking into our lives on Christmas morning and every day. We're invited to be a part of the creation of the kingdom of God. And as our collect states, we are to cast away darkness and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's a strange image, putting on Jesus. During our discussion last night at the 5:30 service, we were actually talking about, like, okay, well, what if you actually, like, had on a Jesus suit and you went around and you actually looked like Jesus and everyone expected us to be acting like Jesus? How would that affect our day, dressing as Jesus, living as Jesus lived? And there was lots of nervous laughter. You know, today's scripture reminds us that we have to get along, live as Jesus demonstrated, and to keep looking for God in our everyday lives. And what we might easily forget in our busyness, especially during this time when we're working on that long Christmas list, we are the light of Christ to everyone we meet. We are the light that this world needs. This is really important. The Holy Spirit is in us, and God's presence is always around us. And even if we don't have literally on a Jesus suit, we are the light of Christ. And our part is to have our hearts and eyes open to see the work of God in the world. And we're the workers, each and every one of us. We are called to live like Jesus, and I know that this can be a challenge, working for God to build his kingdom of compassion and justice for everyone has always been challenging and yet the most important work. This work isn't a task that we can add on to our Christmas to-do list, because this is a way of living every day. We are called by God to embrace and be a part of the solution, addressing the hurt in our world. And we're called to be aware of this every day. Challenging? Yes, but not impossible. That's why our communal prayer this morning in the collect begins with, Almighty God, give us the grace. We need God's help to live reflecting Christ's light and love. You know, since ancient times, people have been called to look for God and to anticipate and prepare for God to be present. You know, in our reading from Isaiah, we hear that we are to beat swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. God wants us to break whatever we use as weapons to hurt each other and to make them into items that bring growth and nourishment. That is a part of bringing about God's kingdom. And I don't need to carry any physical weapon to hurt someone. I know that with my words and looks, I can hurt someone. Paul's letters to the Romans reminds us to live honorably, focused on goodness and virtuous living, because as Jesus says in our gospel, we don't know when God's going to break into our world, so be ready. Get hearts and minds and lives in orders. And it's not as bad as that reading in Romans sounds. There's still room for some good fun and a couple glasses of wine. Just, you know, moderation. God likes us to act in unexpected ways. God acts in unexpected ways. And he uses regular people like us. Remember, he picked a young unmarried woman to birth his son, surrounded by farm animals. You know, he picked a very understanding and amazingly loyal man to take this woman and baby into his life and to care for, protect, and love them when every bit of society around him encouraged him not to. Unexpected people were selected to bring the Savior, the Messiah, to us. This is God's way. You know, God breaks into our world if we look for God, and when we really don't need to look far, because Christ is present right here in each of us. In each of us, unexpected and imperfect people, God breaks into the world when we remember to be the light of Christ for others. All of us have a role in this continuous inbreaking of God. And today we get to celebrate the baptism of Nathan and Jacob when they formally join God's family in our ancient ritual of water and anointing. And as we recite our baptismal promises during that service, listen for the invitation that you hear that's specific for you from God that will draw you closer to him through how you live. And look for how you are called to reflect the light of Christ. We don't know when Jesus will return to complete his work. No one knows. So stay awake. Share the love of Jesus Christ in big and little ways, and keep your hearts and eyes open for God. You've got 24 days till Christmas, till we celebrate Jesus' birth. So let's all work together every day on noticing God through the kindness of others and be the kindness and love of Jesus for others. As we prayed, God, please give us the grace to let the light of Christ shine from each of us. Amen.